to Beef Week. It's 15 minutes past 12. What are you noticing with mice numbers around your patch? Are they manageable at the moment? Are they on the increase? In recent years, some of you may have used a double-strength mouse bait to try and get populations of mice under control. That is no longer an option because the permit for it has expired. A grain producer, South Australia, recently surveyed producers across the state to find out how widely used and effective that stronger bait was. And GPSA's CEO Brad Perry says the results show it's something farmers, again, want access to.
So over the last 2 years, there's been emergency permits in place that have been authorised by the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicine Authority, the APVMA, as most know them. And that's been through Grain Producers Australia. So they've applied for it, and it's given growers access to what's called a product called ZP50, which is 50 grams per kilo zinc phosphate. So effectively, it's double the strength of the product that's normally available to growers to use to bait for mice.
So at the moment, growers can still access mouse bait, but it is that weaker strength one that they can utilise now.
Yeah, that's right. So it's the ZP25, so it's half the dose of the double strength, obviously, that they've been using in the past. GPA applied for an extension. It was minor use rather than the original emergency use purpose, but that wasn't approved. So effectively, the previous permit expired last year on the 31st of December. So at the moment, grain producers have only got access to the ZP25. And we wanted to, at GPSA, really understand the process for growers and whether they found the double strength effective and whether they thought that they needed that even with mouse numbers not in plague proportions and not as high as they have been in previous years.
So you've surveyed producers. What did they have to say about how widely utilised that stronger bait was and how effective they found it?
Yeah, not surprisingly, there's certainly support to use that. So we had 148 responses from individual grain producers right across South Australia between March and April this year. We ran the survey. And effectively what they found was that the double strength mouse bait is extremely worthwhile, more effective than the single dose of the ZP25. So feedback was that the ZP25 was having to be applied up to three or four times, whereas when the ZP50 was put out, it was a single hit that did the job on the mice population. So, you know, the growers through the survey arguing that it's more cost effective and efficient to be using the chemistry that has been available in the past at double strength.
What kind of reasons has the Veterinary Authority given for not extending the permit for the stronger bait?
They've been working through GPA, but there hasn't really been a strong response on why, other than that we're not in plague proportions at the moment. So that's generally the feedback that we're getting. So mice numbers are low to medium across various parts of South Australia. I think the concern is that, you know, how quickly can we ramp up if we have to apply again through GPA if suddenly we get a bit of rain and, you know, there's some germination around and the population's increased. So just to go back on some of the key numbers from the survey as well, Selena, so 78% of grain producers had crop yields impacted by mice in the past two seasons. 64% of respondents used the ZP50 mouse bait under permit in 2023. Of those that used the double strength, they found the effectiveness on average 9 out of 10, whereas the ZP25, they found the effectiveness 5 out of 10. So you can see that there was a big divide in effectiveness and use of the bait.
As you say, mouse numbers are not in plague proportions at the moment, but how quickly can that change? And then the process of having to apply then for an emergency permit for that stronger mouse bait, this wouldn't no doubt be a bit of a lag in that in-between time?
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing is that what we're finding is in particular areas, mice populations are increasing and increasing quite quickly, but it might not be right across the state. But obviously it's hard to put a permit in for double-strength mouse bait in particular areas because it would be hard to police. So unfortunately for those where ZP25 is available, which it is now, They're just finding that that isn't enough to battle the mice numbers that are growing. They're also finding that there's a lot of stubbles in our systems at the moment, the way that we farm. So there's a lot of stubble there, you know, and that's attracting mice. You know, we're not burning as much. Also livestock, with livestock being sold off and paddocks being left to revegetate and those sort of things, is attracting more mice in, and that's impacting crop yields. That's what the survey told us.
So where to from here? I mean, will you be feeding this back through grain producers as part of their push to try and get an extension on the permit on that Stronger Bay?
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think this is something that the growers have told us through the survey, that they want access to the best chemistry that's available that they can use to combat these pests. So we fed this back through Grain Producers Australia, and they'll be working with the APVMA on next steps, and whether that's, you know, another application for a minor permit, I don't know. But I'll just add this as well, Selena. This is a comment from a grain producer in the survey. We found that 50 gram bait to be way more economical, as we only had to bait once and not 3 to 4 times as we do with the 25 gram baits. It ends up costing us $12 per hectare versus $5 per hectare using the 50 gram bait. So it gives you a bit of an idea of cost. And when you're applying that right across a large farm, you know, the farm sizes are quite large on average these days. You can see where, you know, where the costs are lining up for producers too, particularly when, you know, there's other costs that are high, like inputs.
That is the CEO of Grain Producers South Australia, Brad Perry.